Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. Psalm 57, verse 5. Welcome to the miracle and healing ministry of Jesus Christ. Listen now as his servant, Apostle Tanya, teaches on the Word of God. We invite you to visit us online at www.apostletanya.org.
The teaching you are about to listen to was taught through me by the dearest Holy Spirit before my miraculous voice change from thy Lord. In the fall of 2020, the Holy Father was most generous to give me a surprise miracle of a new speaking voice. And for a season afterwards, this miraculous speaking voice change continued to be stronger and develop into a sound wherewith I gather was the eternal Lord's original intent. I want to thank you whom are new to the ministry for your prayers and for your support. And welcome to all the new family members of the ministry. I want to encourage you to contact us if you are in need of prayer or are led by the Holy Spirit to serve with the ministry. Friends, together, let us exalt our blessed Master and declare his greatness in the earth. Amen? So this morning, we are continuing to seek him in prayer and repentance during this time. Rosh Hashanah, as you may know, began last night at sundown, last evening at sundown, wherever you were, on September 18th. And it will end on September 20th at sundown. Although some people observe 10 days of awe through September 28th, and then we, of course, observe Yom Kippur, which is a celebration of a new year. And that is a really holy day. It is considered the holiest of days on God's calendar, and we will also be honoring him on that day. That's a time when we are really positioned to receive from the Lord what we have been petitioning and praying during this holy time. And even Passover time, he will begin to answer those prayers that we sought him during that time. I'm speaking as testimony that God has been very faithful to me in ministry, and it caused me to catch up because I was behind in my destiny. And this is why he placed me on his calendar. So if you want to get things done in the spirit, get on God's calendar. Observe and honor him during these calendars. Honor him with your first fruits. Sow into what he's given to you to sow. And bless him, and he will bless you. I promise you that he will be faithful to show you those things that you need to accomplish in the spirit if you begin to honor him with these holidays, with these feasts, the Rosh Hashanah. I say holidays because I have begun in the last 6 or 7 years to honor him, and these have become the most fascinating times for me personally, more than regular holidays, because I like to see Jesus do things for the ministry and I and for the people that I am praying for. And so he speeds us up when we pray and fast during these times. So let us go and proceed. Let us read once again what the Lord, because we read this yesterday, what the Lord commands us of us in observing the feast. If you will, please turn your Bibles to Exodus. Oh, this is Tanya. Tanya speaking. Exodus 23, verse 14. Hallelujah. Glory, Jesus. Hi, Jesus. I'm happy this morning with him. Amen. Exodus 23. I'm still finding mine because I'm moving slow. Sorry. And it reads, three times thou shalt keep a feast unto me in the year. So this is our commandment. There are seven feasts, and God is commanding us as his children. And this is written in the Old Testament. This is our Bible. And three times thou shalt keep a feast unto me in the year. And so one of the feasts is the Feast of Trumpets, which is Rosh Hashanah, which is considered a high holy day. And so we are keeping in this feast as God has commanded us to do in this ministry. So we have known now that it is an honor whenever we honor the Lord with his commandments, we receive honor from him. And so he has honored us. He will honor us for observing these three feasts. In the New Testament, so we've read in the Old Testament the commandment. In the New Testament, the blessed Lord Jesus teaches us in his earthly ministry how to observe a feast as he taught during the feast in Jerusalem. So let us go now to the book of John and read about thy Lord. Hallelujah. Get excited for Jesus. Let us read about thy Lord and his observance of the feast that the Father, which was his Father too, and is still his Father, commanded us to observe. And we know that everything thy Lord did in his ministry, the Father God told him how to do ministry. He taught him. And so he did whatever his Father taught him to do. And we are honored to do that. And so if we turn now to thy blessed Lord, honoring his Father, our Father, and teaching us in his earthly ministry how to observe a feast. He's teaching us how to do it. So let us look at John chapter 7, verse 2. Now the Jews' Feast of Tabernacles was at hand. So we know that this is the Feast of the Tabernacles, one of the seven. And the Feast of Tabernacles is the a feast called Sukkot. And that Feast of Tabernacles is usually observed in October. And so we will go on and proceed to verse 14. And of course, we're going to move quickly because we don't want to be before you long. 14 says, now about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. And so we are grateful for the word that says that he taught us how to, he taught during the feast, and he's teaching us even today how to observe the feast. For some of us who have, you know, been in church all of our lives, we may have not even known to observe Rosh Hashanah. And I bless God that many in the body now are observing it. And so by the Holy Spirit, we see that he observed, that it is the Lord's will that we observe the holy days. And he's asked me to lead this teaching, to teach us how to prepare our hearts in prayer for repentance. So now we're going to go quickly to Psalms 19, verse 12. And it reads, who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. So this is the scripture to meditate and pray with you during this time. Ask the Lord to reveal to you those secret faults. Ask him to reveal to you those secret faults, sins that you may have forgotten or had not known that you were actually in sin. This is the scripture to meditate on now. And ask him to reveal it to you and pray and repent. The Holy Spirit is faithful. He is going to bring to your remembrance and reveal to you those deep things that have done that you may have done in the past that you must now pray during this hour as you observe this holy time. This is a time to ask Him to cleanse your heart according to Psalms chapter 51. And as I spoke on the first day of our teaching on Rosh Hashanah yesterday, the Hebrew word for repentance is nokam. Nokam means sorrow and repentance. Repenting is having sorrow for the sins you have committed against the Lord. Repentance is to turn around from the sins. It is not only a confession of your sins, according to 1 John 1:9, that if we, the Lord is just and fair to forgive us of our sins, if we ask for forgiveness, and He will cleanse us of all the unrighteousness that are caused from the sins. Repentance is not just a confession of it. Repentance actually comes with the grace of thy Lord that is bestowed upon you in prayer to be able to turn around and change your mind from that which you have been sinning against Him in, so that you are no longer a servant to that sin. You're no longer committing that sin. That's what the enemy wants us to do, be in bondage with sins. And those sins and habitual sins that we create become strongholds, and that's a separate teaching. But so this is the time when the Lord will even break those things off our life that have been going on for 20 and 15 years. There's a special grace, and this is the time to receive from Him this mercy, His mercy and His miracle of grace, to turn our minds from those things so that we are brand new creatures in Him. It is that grace that we receive from Him that keeps us from falling. And it is that grace that we are receiving now in this hour. And so we need His grace to do this, and His grace is all sufficient. Amen.